Good afternoon. We continue to track the progress of that large ocean storm, which has been the dominant feature across our area for the last several days. The storm's center is now diving southeast of Martha's Vineyard and will continue to track in a loop around the western Atlantic and basically out to sea over the next 24 hours. On this track, a northeast wind flow will persist today, and moisture will continue to feed in off of the Atlantic in the form of occasional rain showers from time to time for interior New York and New England. Otherwise, we'll have extensive cloud cover, and along with the showers, those clouds will keep temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s on average for daytime highs. As we get into the night tonight, still some scattered showers the first part of the night, and then the system will begin to pivot back around and start to head out to sea. With this, we'll see skies become mostly cloudy and temperatures dropping back to near 40 once again. This will set us up for a dry start to the weekend. It may be tough to break up some of the low clouds on Saturday, so we'll go with a mix of sun and clouds, but dry weather and temperatures responding by reaching into the mid-50s. Even milder on Sunday, as sunshine will give way to increasing clouds and highs will be in the upper 50s. The next front will approach by the end of the day Sunday with just the risk of a passing rain shower or two, and it looks like this will last into the evening. We'll dry it out behind that front for a nice beginning of the new week next week, with Monday featuring a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 60s. A bit more cloud cover on Tuesday, but still enough sun to get us back to the 60 degree mark. Another series of disturbances will pass through on Wednesday and Thursday of next week, bringing more unsettled weather with highs dipping back into the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front will slowly progress through the northern plains, and widespread snow and wintry precipitation will accompany it across the north-central United States. Cold Canadian air will filter into the region behind the front, bringing temperatures well below average for early April. Numerous winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are in effect from the central and northern plains to the upper Mississippi Valley. Freezing rain is expected from the eastern portions of the Dakotas into western Minnesota before it changes over to all snow. Many areas across northern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin could have accumulations of 6 or more inches of snow by the end of the day today. Meanwhile, rain and thunderstorms are expected across the plains and Mississippi Valley along and ahead of this strong front. Rainfall amounts and intensities will be the greatest over portions of central and eastern Texas, as this region will have a nearly continuous feed of Gulf moisture into the frontal boundary. The Weather Prediction Center has highlighted this part of the state as having a marginal risk for excessive rainfall through tomorrow. The Storm Prediction Center has noted this same general area as having a slight risk for severe weather. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with showers in the lower 50s, Boston, cloudy and windy with rain and fog in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high, 79, set in 1981, and the record low, 16, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:24 p.m., 12 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the lower 50s, mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 40 degrees. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs around 50. mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy Sunday with just the risk of a late-day shower, mainly dry, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Monday. Partly sunny, near 60 on Tuesday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers on Wednesday, upper 50s. And a chance of showers again on Thursday with highs in the lower 50s. Have a great weekend and stay safe. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.